Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show here live on 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Today I'm going to be talking about some issues of the day. I'm going to be reading from some legislation that you've been hearing about in the national news. Pretty exciting, I guess, as there's been a lot of hoopla going on about it. If you've listened to Mark Levin on the previous broadcast last week, you would have heard that he was at an event in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. That was I was within 3 hours of that event. But guess what? I wasn't going. It was my daughter's birthday, and we had a party. It was good. So I celebrated my child's birthday on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. She got some good stuff. We just had a good time. But other than that, I'll tell you what, there's other things going on in the news, folks. There's some amazing legislation that was passed on Friday night, late hours, with regard to health care. I've read, let's see how many pages of this health care bill that I've read so far. And of course, if you want to give us a call and be live here on this broadcast, you can give us a call at 888-850-1872. Looks like we might have a call. Hey, caller, thank you for calling the 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment? Guess not. Okay, that was good. Lit up. We had our buttons flashing, ready to go. A little signal for me to push the button and talk. And guess what? False indicator. Let's press on smartly. I have been doing my homework. Today I was burning brain cells reading the most recent federal Congress and the House welfare. I'm going to say it's welfare. It's a welfare program, a mandate that everybody who is connected to a certain program that we'll be talking about later is now a participant in a kind of a, it's really strange. We're going to be talking about it. And there was a lot of questions about whether the Constitution had the, or the government had the authority under the Constitution to do what they may have done or what it appears they've done. Well, guys, guess what? They have not introduced anything new. Everybody says, this is unprecedented. They have just introduced something that has never been asked for on the face of American history. Well, actually, that's not true. Turns out that there are many people that this bill should have nothing to do with, depending on your status. I'll explain that when we get back. Currently, state of Florida, I want to give this announcement, so I got to be careful not to play this particular segment as a rebroadcast later, because that could really throw people for a loop. There's a state of emergency declared by the governor. Governor Christ declared state of emergency because Hurricane Ida is moseying its way north. Currently, the only thing it's done is raise the surf level in Pensacola. Surf is up, folks, in Pensacola. So if you want to do any surfing in Pensacola right now, it's a little bit washed out, a little bit crazy, but you can get some body surfing in up in Pensacola where you normally couldn't. You might get in trouble because the police, you know, I don't know, the beach Gestapo might kick you out of the water. But, hey, thank you for calling 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Hey, David, how you doing? This is Don from Pennsylvania calling.
Oh, it's Don from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, you sent me a copy of your book, Face the Final Frontier, a couple months ago, and I just wanted to recommend to anyone who's listening that they should get a copy themselves and read it.
Well, you know what? It's amazing. Is it's going to sound like I'm doing an infomercial. The reason why on Friday when I was broadcasting, somebody who I just recently given the book to gave me a call on the air. And you know what? When they called, they weren't. I don't think they were realizing they were giving us a call during the broadcast times.
I didn't either. I thought I was just calling your office.
Yeah. See what happens. And so I saw that line light up, and I thought, well, you never know. So Don, you've read it. Well, tell me about it. What was it that impressed you? And folks, let me just tell you, folks. I'm going to get back to the state of the Florida emergency real thing. I want to tell you real quick. You're not in any impending immediate danger, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back after I talk to Don, and we're going to talk about some of the things in this order, this executive order, this state of emergency, because it potentially could be affecting you now with Ida, but it may affect you later in some other matter. So we're going to talk about the details. I'm actually going to read from the executive order, but right now, Don, I didn't set this up. This guy just got my book.
Not at all.
You know, and so this is just somebody giving feedback. And that's what talk radio does. Tell me, Don, it's not the same as Mark Levin's book about liberty and tyranny.
No. No, not at all.
Totally different. Well, so what was it? Go ahead and just, we'll just talk, and we're going to have a few thousand people listening to your feedback. Thanks for the feedback. Just go ahead and tell me what you thought was really helpful about it.
Well, it was inspirational, actually. It kind of gave me the revelation, I mean, about what's going on in our country and how, you know, whether it's, you know, this swine flu deal or, you know, health care that they're ramming through the Congress and how it's just kind of all bringing our country down, I feel like. It's turning into a global system, and I think that whoever doesn't realize that is, I don't know, they're being lulled to sleep, or they're being blindsided, or they just don't have their heart and their head in the right place.
Now, what's interesting, Don, is the book isn't about that. You're probably, I don't know, did you just now get to episode 9? Or 8 or whatever it was, that one that I wrote that was hypothetical, but it was really true?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's really inspirational about the book is how your faith is, I mean, your faith is inspirational, how you just continued to follow, you know, God's guidance, you know, because, you know, where I'm at in my personal life is, you know, thinking about, you know, how this, you know, the Social Security system really kind of collects us into this global, you know, beast, this global monster. And, you know, it's like, how the heck do you get out of it? When after I was done reading the book, although it was very inspirational the question that it left me with was, well, what are you up against when you choose to get out, and how do you go about it? I mean, it's obviously it's got a lot of tentacles, the monster does. It's very difficult and daunting task to escape from the system once you're caught in it.
Well, you bring up a good point. And just to let my listeners know what's going on here, this is Don calling from Pennsylvania. And Don says he read my book, Faith, the Final Frontier. And notice that he brought up this issue really that's going on today. We had the, so let me just tell you again. Don's calling because he read my book, Faith, the Final Frontier. You can go to our website, faithfreedoms.org, and it's plural, faithfreedoms, plural. If you get singular, you're going to get a really neat website, I think is very inspirational. But it won't be mine. So it's faithfreedoms, plural, .org. And what happens with that book is I've got it there in an ebook format. So you can click the link and read it in the same format that we sent it to the printer. So it's available for you. I'm nutty enough to not do anything really for the sake of what I can get back from it. And I wouldn't probably be in this state but for what Don has read in my book. And in the book, Don, I gave you a testimony about my Christian life and Christian life of faith and being a chief petty officer in the Navy and being a Christian at the same time and dealing with cantankerous chief petty officers.
Yeah, it's a great read. I mean, it's well written, you know, beside all the spiritual inspiration that you provide.
I want to get to that one point. There was a thing where I was in the Navy, and some of my listeners have heard about this, and I asked the Navy to not identify me with a SSN. And I was in the Navy, and essentially, you know, like the entire planet, everybody's identifying everybody by the SSN. We've got identity theft issues because everybody's embraced this number as an element of their identity to transact just about everything, right? So, if you haven't read the book, I wrote it as if it were hypothetical, but that's really what happened because I didn't want people to think, oh, everybody's got to jump on my bandwagon. But I had a conviction. I knew what God wanted me to do, so I did it. I forsook the embracing that SSN. And since then, I've been trying to live in spite of not being able to embrace that number to do things. And let me tell you what, by the way, you can't get a bank account anymore without now identifying with a Social Security number. I'm going to take a call just to listen here and a caller, I got a new caller but on the line, but Don, I'm going to just talk to you about this thing. What we've seen recently, as I was saying, is you can't do anything. Now, you can't get a bank account. To get a bank account, if you've never been associated with an SSN, now there's a requirement to actually apply for one. And that goes right along with this healthcare bill issue, believe it or not. It turns out, as I've read the healthcare bill today, and somebody checked in and checked out. I read the healthcare bill today, and as I look through it, you know, it doesn't apply to every American.
Right.
It says from the very beginning that it's for it, the whole purpose of this healthcare bill, and hang in there with me, Don, since you called right now and you happen to be providentially on the radio with me, I'm just going to get right to it. And it says, look at the opening thing here. It says, short title, this act may be entitled the Affordable Healthcare for America Act. And it goes in and it tells that it's, and if I get to the first part of it, it says the purpose of this division is to provide affordable quality health care for all Americans and reduce growth in health care spending. It turns out when people say, hey, what does the Constitution have the authority to do that? No, it doesn't.
No.
It has no authority. But guess what? When you read this, you realize all it is a huge expansion of the already existing Social Security, old age retirement, welfare benefit, survivors, Medicare. All it did is take that system and expand its clutches. So if you're an employer and you can only be a U.S. employer, there's a couple of statutes that designate certain activities that have to be called or considered U.S. employers, but everybody else just fills in the SS4 form. And you can opt into being a U.S. employer as if you were part of a U.S. government entity. And then if you join to become an employee and fill out a form saying you're an employee of an employer, then you're now what they call an individual. You've now become an individual. It used to be an adjective. Now the word individual is a noun, and it looks like it's somebody who's in that particular welfare benefit program. So what happens is, now with this health care bill, what's going to happen is it's going to be policed, and I'll get into it a little bit later, but when I looked at this thing about, I'm going to click something on my file I have. It takes me right to page 77 of this 1,990-page bill. And what it does is now there's this thing. It says there's going to be a unique, with no conflicting or redundant standards, authoritative, permitting no additions or constraints for electronic transactions. It goes into this details to that this administration that will enable the real-time or near-real-time determination of an individual's financial responsibility, have you paid up into that system, at the point of service, that's the doctor, to the extent possible prior to service, including whether the individual is eligible for a specific service. Not whether you're eligible to have the government pay for your service, but whether you're eligible for a specific service with a specific physician. I'm reading right from the bill. At a specific facility on a specific date or range of dates, include utilization of machine-readable health plan beneficiary identification card or similar mechanism. So, and it goes on to talk about some other things. So in other words, that's going to be your national ID card that you cannot go to the doctor without them checking to see if you've paid up your yearly payment into the program. And essentially, I intended on this radio show to actually read a letter from the Social Security Administration showing where there's no law requiring anybody to join Social Security in the first place.
Right.
So
this is becoming a national ID. So this is going right into, I mean, I don't know if I can wax religious on the radio here, but this is going right into Revelation and talking about the global system of identification and government.
Hey, Don, do me a favor, and I'm kind of exploiting your phone call because you called me unaware on the radio, but we're going to go to a five-minute break here. And I'm going to talk to you about my book because you know what? I think other people may want it. We'll send it to them. And, you know, we will. It's crazy until they run out. But I got to take a break, folks. You've been listening to the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael, where we're going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis right versus wrong. Give us a call, 888-850-1872. Stay tuned to this Liberty Works Radio Network project and check us out at faithfreedoms.org.